But I'll tell you what, there is a difference between Jacob and Esau, okay? But it's not because it has to do with the calling of God and what God and the gifts that God gives. But they're not universally applied. They're applied according to his purposes. It's not of him that wills or of him that runs. It's not of what you do. It's not because you call on God. It's because he chose you that you do call on him. And he will not let you be ashamed. And this is how you will be saved. Because God is powerful in salvation. He does not fail. You know, if God loves you, there's no way you're going to die. He's going to save you. Verse 14, how then shall they call on him whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe on him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how will they preach except they be sent, as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Isaiah chapter 52, verse 7, from the Septuagint, the Greek version of the Old Testament. So, you know, the point is that it's got to, the word has to get out there. The word has to be brought. They have to hear. That's the calling of God. The calling of God is when you hear the gospel. And he's got to send. He's got to do these things. He's got to, you know, there's works that have to be done on the part. And God is doing these works, but he does them in men. Verse 16, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So, and that's quoted from Isaiah 53, verse 1. Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him, as a sapling out of a dead tree, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no stature nor splendor. And when we see him, no beauty that we should delight in him. He is despised and rejected of men. A man of anguish and acquainted with grief. And we, as it were, hid our faces from him. You know, that's the place in the book of Isaiah where it says that, you know, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. But to those who do believe. 17 is very important. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith comes by hearing God's word. But it is a gift. You know why? Because not everyone can hear God's word. People hear this word of God and they're thinking nonsense. Or they're thinking, I can't believe it. God has to do something. You know, like Jesus said, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Right? Blessed are your ears, for they hear. Right? They be blind leaders of the blind. The ability to hear the gospel and the truth, to be able to accept it, is the mark of the calling of God. And that's the call. I mean, many are called, but few are chosen. But if you follow on in faith, I know that the works of God will be manifest in you. So then faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily, their sound went out into all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. That's Psalm 19, verse 4. But I say, did not Israel know? First Moses said, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people, and by a foolish nation will I anger you. That's from Deuteronomy chapter 32, Song of Moses. With a foolish nation, and with those who are not a people, not his people. But Isaiah is very bold and said, I was found of them that sought me not. I was made manifest to them that asked not after me. Isaiah 65, verse 1. I mean, people who weren't looking for God find him. You know, people say, well, seek and you shall find. Yes, yes, yes. But there's a certain aspect of the God is whether you realize it or not. He is the one who arranges circumstances and causes you to seek him. He causes you to find him when you weren't really looking for him. He said, I said, and he doesn't quote the rest of it here, but he said, I know this because I got a song for these, many of these I have in song. Just go to the oraclesofgod.org and look down all the songs, and you'll find that many of these chapters that are quoted here are, you know, Isaiah 65, Isaiah 53. You know, you'll find songs for the, I was sought of them that asked not for me. I was found of them that sought me not. I said, behold me to a people that were not called by my name. And then here's from Isaiah 6, I have stretched out my hands all the day unto a rebellious people, which walketh in a way that was not right. And he was talking of their hypocrisy. That's where it says, stand by thyself, come not near to me, for I am holier than thou. All day long I have stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and gainsaying people, verse 21. That's he's saying to Israel. And he's saying it to Christianity today. To many in Christianity, because to them pertain the promises now, because they were raised in the Bible. I mean, things have kind of changed since Paul wrote these things. Not that the Jews are counted out. Don't count the Jews out, by any means. To them still pertain the promises. And as he said, well, he hasn't said it. I think he's going to say it in chapter 11. I didn't even really look at what it's saying. But don't count the Jews out yet. Because like he says, hath God cast away his people? God forbid. No, he has not cast away Israel, the seed of Abraham, as we call them, the Jews. He's not cast them away at all. But, as he says, blindness has happened to them, in part. They're partially blind.